Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, recently, we've just received the largest dump of snow so far this season. We celebrated a mild winter and a green Christmas, but we are now in the middle of a significant accumulation of snow that has closed schools and businesses across the state. And we're supposed to be getting more snow this coming week. It may be time to discuss some safety tips if you need to venture out of your home and onto the snow and ice-covered roads. Now, I don't know where you live, but for the past week, the roads have been like sheets of ice, and unfortunately, it's been too cold to use snowmelt. There is snowmelt out there that you can use in below freezing temperatures, but honestly, with blowing snow, you know, the ice is going to melt. It'll melt. But then it'll immediately refreeze, turning in the roads and sidewalks into sheets of glass. The other morning when I dropped my son off at school, I went down a side road because I take like back roads to get to his school. Otherwise, you've got to deal with school buses and you know, trying to get into the middle school parking lot to drop kids off. So I take the back roads to come around to drop him off at the front of the school. And one of these side roads, the reflection from the streetlights is just glass. I mean, the entire road just looked like glass. It just was gleaming. Very, very, very scary. I did feel my vehicle slip a little bit. Now, I do have a 4x4 vehicle, but the 4x4 isn't going to help you when you're on a sheet of glass. I mean, be honest. The only thing that's really going to help is, sand. But I did not see any trucks out dumping sand, which I think would have been a big help in recent days. We did get a warm-up yesterday. It got up to like 36 degrees yesterday. It's supposed to get up to 34 degrees today, so that should help melting some more ice and snow. But unfortunately, tomorrow our high is going to be in the 20s, and over the weekend it's going to be in the 20s. And then next week we're supposed to get another round of snow coming in. I'm not complaining. I mean, it's January in Michigan. You expect snow in January in Michigan, but I didn't expect, and nobody really expected, to receive in some areas up to 2 feet of snow within a 24-hour period. It almost seems like Mother Nature is trying to catch up from having a mild November and December and just decided to dump 2 feet of snow on Michigan to make up for the past month and a half. But anyway, I did find this article from the website Motor Biscuit. In doing research, I go through and I come up with a topic and I type it into Bing and I look at some of the websites to see what information is out there. So Motor Biscuit sounded like fun, but they have some great tips. They've got a lot of articles. But I chose this one to help you stay safe on the roads. So if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that link. It'll bring you to our blog with the link to the article and also some of the tips from the article that I'm going to share today. I do recommend that you go read the full article for Motor Biscuit, because there's going to be a bunch of stuff on there that I haven't shared, because I want you to go to the actual source and check out the article itself. And again, Motor Biscuit has a lot of different articles, lots of interesting information for sure. But why don't we go ahead and dip in to the article and talk about a few of the things that I want to share today. The first one is prepare your tires. Often with the cold weather, your tires tend to lose some air as the rubber in them contracts. Make sure your tires are properly inflated. The proper PSI can be found on the tire itself or in the owner's manual for your vehicle. They recommend inspecting your tires to make sure there are no defects such as cracks or bubbles. For some, it may be advisable to get a set of tires specifically designed for snow. Do your research to see if this would be best for your area. In my area here in western Michigan, the recommendation is just to use all-season, all-weather tires. You know, if you're in the, like in North Dakota, northern Minnesota, up in the Canada areas, it may be advisable to have snow tires. Obviously, it'd be advisable to have chains. I believe, out in Colorado and in certain parts of the country, it's recommended that you keep chains in your vehicle to put on your tires in case of severe weather. But by and large, here in my area of the Midwest, all-season tires seem to be just fine. There may be some cases, like if you live out in the country, that you may want to get a set of snow tires because the snow plows don't make it out there or don't make it out there in a reasonable amount of time. I'm lucky. I live just outside the city here, and I live on a major thoroughfare. So the snow plow trucks, right when the snow starts, the snow plow trucks are out. So basically, my main road to get into the city is pretty much clear of ice and snow, as much as possible, and salted pretty regularly, during the day. When we had that 2 feet of snow, we got about 18 inches here. I did end up with like a 2 foot snow drift in front of my garage. That was what, Wednesday night? I think it was like Wednesday night when it really started to come down. I ended up leaving the office early that Wednesday. I left about 2 o'clock to come work from home, and I'm glad I did. And then that night it just started snowing and snowing and snowing and blowing. And then that night I decided, you know what, I better go out and try to keep on top of it. So I went out and shoveled about 3/4 of my driveway the night before. And by 7 o'clock that night when I went out to start, I had a 2 foot snowdrift in front of my garage. So the snow was coming down pretty fast and furious at that point. So luckily I did take the time to shovel. While it was still light and fluffy, shovel it, got about 3/4 of the way, and then the wind just whipping around was just too much. My face was getting numb, and it was about time to go back inside. And then the next morning I got up and shoveled some more, got the last bit of it, and that was probably about the hardest, because that's the area where the snow plows, tend to push the snow into your driveway. And, with the cold temperatures, it basically turns to ice and is very heavy to get rid of. So, so I spent Wednesday night and then again Thursday morning out there clearing my driveway. So, again, just to round it back to prepare your tires, check your area, see if it's advisable for you to have a set of snow tires, and if so, purchase them and have them put on your vehicle before the snow hits. The next tip I have for you is check your battery. Batteries do have an expiration date, usually 3 to 5 years. As they get closer to their expiration date, cold weather can cause them to lose charge much quicker. Replace as needed to avoid being stranded with a dead battery. If you have an electric vehicle, have your battery tested to make sure it is in good working condition and make sure it is fully charged, as cold weather may affect your driving range. Now, I didn't even think about that, when it comes to electric vehicles. You know, they you're basically sitting on a huge battery underneath your vehicle to get it to go. And in cold weather, you know, obviously it's going to reduce, you know, the amount of charge in the battery. So in cold weather, you know, warm weather, you may think you get, I don't even know what electric car's range is. You know, maybe you get like 250 miles on a full charge. I think that's accurate. You get about 250 miles on a full charge. You know, now in cold weather with, you know, temperatures dipping below zero, you know, on a full charge, you may only get, you know, 150 or 175 or 200 miles on a full charge. So that, those are things to keep in mind, especially if you're going to be taking trips with an electric vehicle. Certainly, I'm sure that you're going to be conscious of, you know, how far you're traveling and looking for charging stations along the way. But most important is to have your battery tested to make sure that it is in good working condition, because it's my understanding that battery replacement on electric vehicles can be rather pricey. So make sure that it is conditioned and in good condition before cold weather hits, or before, you know, you really have to deal with serious ice and snow. The next tip I have for you is have an emergency kit. Recently, hundreds of motorists were stranded for over 24 hours on I-95 in Virginia due to a sudden snowstorm and multiple car accidents. Many were stranded with no food or water. Now, I have a link to the National Safety Council that has an article on what should be in your emergency kit. Yeah, I was just crazy seeing that. I think it was like 27 or 28 hours some motorists were stuck. And then you read the stories of some of the heroes. You know, there was a one about the Uber driver that got a hotel room for his passenger. And then there was the bread truck blessing where a couple were starving and happened to see a bread truck. So they called the number on the bread truck and said, hey, you know, we're stuck on I-95. Would it be okay if we took some bread or bought some bread from the bread truck that's right here in front of us? And so they got the number of the vehicle and let the driver know, hey, why don't you start passing out that bread to the motorists? And, you know, a lot of people were very, very thankful to, you know, at least have something to eat while they were stuck on I-95. So it was, you know, it was just crazy, crazy. So it's very, very important to have an emergency kit for situations like that. You know, your emergency kit should contain, you know, water, should contain like granola bars. The National Safety Council has a great article. So again, go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening to this later on, easy enough, just go into the upper right corner of the blog and type in Winter Driving Tips 2022, and it should bring up this article, bring up this blog post for this particular podcast, with links not only to the Motor Biscuit article that I pulled some of these tips from, and then also a link to the National Safety Council's article on preparing an emergency kit for your vehicle. Now, I do again want you to check out the full article from Motor Biscuit. I just shared a few tips on what to do as far as your winter driving. Motor Biscuit, their full article has lots and lots of tips for you to check out, as well as other articles relating to automobiles. So I definitely want you to check that out. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance. the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I hope you stay warm. I hope you stay safe, and be careful out there on the roads.